Let's move on to the regular agenda.
Item number 30, apply for and accept a grant in the amount of $42,000 from the Oregon Department of Transportation and appropriate $38,000 for overtime reimbursement for the fiscal year 2014-15 Safety Belt Grant Program.
Why don't you read 31 also?
Accept a grant in the amount of $12,000 from the Oregon Department of Transportation and appropriate $10,000 for overtime reimbursement for enhanced speed enforcement at top speed involved crash locations within the city during federal fiscal year 2014-2015.
Okay, Sergeant Barton's here to explain these two items to us. Take any questions for the Bureau.
Good morning, Council. Sergeant Brett Barnum with the Traffic Division. On item 30, the Portland Police Bureau Traffic Division has been involved with the Safety Belt Grant for over 15 years now. I was a grant manager of this grant for quite some time. We are now the number two state in the nation for seatbelt usage. So I think that's a real reflection on the good use of this grant funds, spending it correctly and working high traffic corridor or high crash corridor areas to just reinstill to the community through not just citations, but warnings that safety belt use is important in our state, and it does provide a significant reduction in serious injuries and fatalities when our community members are wearing their safety belts properly.
Okay, questions about this one? And then second one?
On the speed grant, this is Sergeant Gunderson's grant. He was not able to make it. He had a family illness. So in reading some of his notes for the speed grant, the use of the grant funds allows for this last year, it allowed for a total of over 1,000 contacts, and this is on ODOT state highway properties, so I-5, I-405, our other state highways, Highway 43 that are within the city, Highway 99. In 2014, we had a 44% reduction in fatalities on these state highways within our city limits. We also had a 14% reduction in injury crashes and a 3% reduction in non-injury crashes. So all the way around, it is proving our visible presence out there, providing not only citations but also warnings to our motoring public in the city that we are reducing the number of fatalities and serious injury crashes to our citizens and our community members.
Great. Thank you. Now, there were some questions before Commissioner Fritz made them about overtime, and I think that's being reviewed by the Bureau about the balance of using full-time additional personnel versus overtime, still part of the staffing study work, I assume.
Yes, as far as I know. Ed, both these grants, the safety belt grant, will provide for just 150 hours in the whole year. So it's not a tremendous amount of overtime, but it does provide us some time. 150 hours is really a minimal amount of overtime when you factor it out over the course of 12 months. And then the speed grant this year is a very minimal amount. It's, I believe, $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll add they'll carry over $2,000 from last year. So that's even a considerable less amount of hours. The hours when they're worked, they're done in a four-hour increment, so it doesn't tax any one individual in a four-hour shift period. So with that, we try and keep our officers fresh, available for the day-to-day duties as well.
Would we be allowed to use the funds for straight time rather than overtime?
We also work these grants. A part of these grants, we do work straight time in these specific areas, and that's a part of the rules of the grant in order to, especially the speed grant, I know for certain that we have to work some straight time hours, some regular duty hours in these areas that we work on overtime.
But would we, in this one, would we be allowed to use the $38,000 for straight time rather than overtime?
Under the terms of the grant, you mean?
Yes.
No.
So that's an issue I think perhaps we should add to our state legislative agenda. That it, you know, having worked in nursing where people do a lot of overtime too, and becoming concerned about sometimes my colleagues would be working so many extra hours that I wasn't entirely sure that they were going to be safe. Same for our police officers. I mean, obviously this is a fairly small amount, but we do keep getting these grants that are always for overtime, and I think maybe we should address that with our state legislative delegation, that if there's enough work to, maybe cobbling together all of these grants, maybe the state should be funding police positions dedicated to these particular purposes. Thank you for your answers. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Other questions for Sergeant Barton? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on these items? If not, then we'll take a roll call on the first.
Okay. Item 30, Fritz.
Well, there are also some incentives to using your seatbelt and going the speed limit. And I want folks to know that that is the case also, and that it can, when there is a crash, that it's comforting when your loved one has been wearing his seatbelt, which we then got additional accidental death insurance coverage for, which I didn't know. And I appreciate the work that the officers do to make sure that people are wearing their seatbelts and driving the speed limit. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
It is something to be proud of that we are number two in the country in the state in seatbelt compliance, and really appreciate the work that you do. And this is money that we put to good use. Aye.
Hales.
I appreciate Sergeant Barton being here, and the fact that he just mentioned this in passing, that you know, our practice is often to give people warnings for this kind of violation or for you trying to text or use your cell phone while driving, which is illegal. And the point of those encounters is to get the public to do what they should be doing the right way. And obviously that's starting to show up in the numbers, and that's great. That's a great trend. Enforcement has its place, so does that relationship where an officer is reminding people to do the right thing. So I appreciate that we're always trying to strike that balance out there on the streets when we're encountering motorists. Thank you. Aye. And 31.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Item